How To with Robin Laura, East Coast FM.
Well, I visit the mother every Monday for my French toast because I love it. And I said to my wife there recently, she makes a bit of French toast. I don't know how. I said, what? Who doesn't know how to make French toast? Apparently, lots of people don't. So, if you're a fan of French toast, you know exactly what we're about to do. For anyone else, what you need is an egg, 300 milliliters of milk. If you like, a tablespoon of vanilla extract or some cinnamon, four slices of bread. The important bit is the bread should not be fresh. I mean, like, literally heading towards stale.
Right.
Not so if you fold it over, it might even break, that kind of bread.
And brioche is quite good for it as well.
Yeah. Very nice. So, in a white dish, you whisk your egg, your milk, your vanilla and cinnamon if you like. Coat one side of the bread slices in that liquid. Flip them over and leave them to soak for 1 to 2 minutes. If the bread isn't very fresh, heading towards stale, you can leave them for a few minutes more. So you want that eggy milk mixture absorbed into the bread, but not so much that it's all falling apart on you.
Okay.
Melt a tablespoon of butter in your pan over a medium heat. Add the two slices of the bread. Cook them for 5 minutes until golden. Flip them over. Make sure they're a nice brown colour on either side. You cut the bread into diagonals and divide them on the two plates and add your toppings. And your toppings, if you like, I like the savoury. I like a bit of salt and probably a little bit of brown sauce or something like that, or Worcestershire sauce. Or if, like the Americans, you like your vanilla and your cinnamon, you can lash on some honey there. You can throw on fruit or berries. French toast is incredible.
Very versatile. I just like it as is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like anything on it.
Nothing on it.
Just a little bit of salt and pepper, but that's it.
Salt and pepper, yeah.
Yum.
And bacon.
And some bacon, of course. Yeah, bacon would be nice. That is
there you go. We'll lash it up on our Facebook page, by the way, for those of you that... If you've never made it before, it's so easy. Just do it. And you have a lovely lunch or even breakfast at this stage in the morning for today. So that's our how-to make French toast.